Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
That's right, we get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out your texts and emails and we answer them. Hi Becky, by the way.
Hello.
Right? Oh,
yes,
you sound good.
Thank you. What?
No, you do sound fine.
I was just sorting the microphone out. God. Slightly fluey. What are you implying?
At the end of last week, you said she looked like Geraldine, and now you're criticising how she sounds.
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that. Well, okay.
Just sticking up for her.
Right, let's get to it. Let's answer some people. Go.
Dear Scott, when I got up this morning, I could smell toast.
Oh, no.
I thought someone had burnt some. But no one had even had toast. And right now, I can smell toast again. I've just remembered what you said on your show. I hope I don't explode. You've got me really scared. Thanks, Mills. Annoyed smiley. Natalie.
Now, that was the thing we said where if you're about to spontaneously combust, then you will smell toast.
Yeah.
Just before. But that is not true, we found out since. It doesn't happen.
We assume it doesn't happen. Obviously, if you do spontaneously combust...
We found out that you smell pork. You don't smell toast. So if you're about to explode everywhere, you generally smell pork.
Oh. Pork?
Do you remember that bit? Yeah.
Did I miss that bit?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think I'd gone home by that point.
If you like...
Maybe I'd stop listening to you at that point. Pork?
Yeah. If you smell pork, then it's nearly all over.
So if you're having a toasted pork sandwich, you're in all sorts of trouble.
Well, no, because if there's a sandwich in front of you, obviously you know it's a sandwich. But if there's if there's a smell of pork for no particular reason, then you need to start worrying. Anyway, have we cleared that up? Next.
Hi, Scott. I love to listen to your show as I think you have a nice voice. And when Chris used to wake you up in the morning, you sounded really cute. Well, I wanted to put a face to this voice, so I have logged on today to see you, and I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed. Lol. Now we know why you're on radio. Ha ha. I hope we'll be able to still enjoy the show as much now.
Yeah, well, just don't think about it.
It's always a bit risky doing that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just don't think about it. Just imagine me like you imagined me before you saw me.
How do you think they imagined you before they saw you?
I don't know.
No, but how would you like to be? How would you like to be imagined by people who don't know what you look like?
Like Bass Hunter?
Yeah, like Bass Hunter. Same.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So sorry about that. But do you?
Do you want people to think you look like Bass Hunter?
It wouldn't be the worst person to look like. Okay. They're a lot worse.
Could look like Geraldine.
I could look like Geraldine. Exactly. Next.
Hi, Scott. I sent you a text a little while ago about the condition we have in common, which I have named Scott Millsitis.
Oh, God, this sounds worrying. Okay, good.
This is the condition whereby we ignore something that everyone else says is great for a year or two. Then, when we can be bothered, we get into it. Like you with TV shows.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
But I think more and more people are doing this now.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
What, following your lead?
No, not so much my lead, just, like, not getting into stuff straight away.
Okay.
And leaving it for a while.
I'm the same. I didn't get into The Office until near the end of the second series. All because I thought the advert with David Brent doing the AKA for you bit was completely lame and unfunny. Boy, was I proven wrong on that one.
Boy, you were proven wrong there. Yes, you were.
Saying that, though, at least I had the advantage of being able to go out and buy all of the episodes on DVD and catch up whenever I wanted to, as opposed to being a slave to the TV listings.
Hmm. Box sets are the way forward, generally, aren't they?
Aren't most things available on box sets now?
I think so, but I do like a good box set, don't we all?
Yeah. You don't want to be a slave to the TV listings.
Yeah. That's just a Christmas hint, if anyone's listening, that is going to buy me a present this year.
What, you want a box set?
Mm. Is this Ricky Gervais writing this?
Well, he does
DVD
get
available now.
Normally, doesn't he just ring up Newsbeat to plug his DVD?
He does normally,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
I still haven't gotten into Spooks yet. All seems like too much effort for me to start caring about another Blimmin series.
Exactly. See, we've missed it now.
You haven't?
No, but I can't get into it now, can
Why?
I? Because you're way far ahead of me.
There have been 8 series, I think.
Oh, God.
No.
You see, it's just like too
and
much.
Most of them have 8 episodes, no. I think. So there you've got 64 episodes of Spooks to catch up on. That's all right.
I've got to resign myself to the fact that I am never, ever going to get into it then. I thought this was the first series, the one just on now. Like, I could do a series of 8 episodes. 8 series?
You're just not willing to put the effort in.
That's what it is. It's a lot of effort. And I know exactly what you mean.
You're just too busy, aren't you?
Yeah, so...
Doing what?
Yeah. So thanks very much for your email. And thanks for writing to Radio 1.
I'm even worse when it comes to music, though.
Oh, God. What's going on? Okay, carry on.
For example, a friend of mine came up to me a few years ago and was raving on about this group called the Arctic Monkeys. Instead of giving them a chance, I said, "What kind of a stupid name for a band is that? I bet they're total rubbish." For months to follow, I continued to dismiss anything about them or by them at the very first second, without giving it any chance. Unfortunately, a few months later, I discovered that their music is actually quite good, and I downloaded a few of their tracks.
Oh.
To this day, I still keep up the facade that I don't like the Arctic Monkeys around certain friends.
What?
In order to keep this a secret, I have 2 iPods, and depending on who I'm out with, I will only listen to certain music in my car.
That's really weird.
Who's going to check what he's got or she's got on her iPod?
I know. That's weird. Okay, good. So they've got 2 iPods just because some friends...
They have to keep up the pretense that they don't like Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, you have to... Once you've said that you don't like something to that extent, you have to keep lying, because if you change your mind, you just get so much stick. I was like that with Friends. I still have to pretend I don't like it. There's so much hype about it at the start.
And you were like, I don't get it.
Got into it on E4 a couple of weeks ago.
It's like...
I actually find it really funny, but I can't say to anyone.
You've just got into it?
Yeah.
That happened to me 2 years ago with Friends,
it's
do you remember?
Like 12 years old, isn't it?
At least. It's a bit like Pamela, isn't it? Pretending to be a veggie on Gavin and Stacey. Once you've said it to that extent,
yeah.
There's no going back. I know exactly what you mean.
What can I do to get over this? P.S. If you're going to read this out, please make it between 4:30 and 5:30, as that's the only time I'm by the radio.
Perfect.
Thanks. Charles from Bedford.
Right, sorry about that. Well, I don't even know why I'm saying hello to Charles, because he's not even there. But hopefully you might pick this up on some kind of podcast at some point. So, Charles, I've no idea what to do. Any ideas from anyone else?
Just watch TV and listen to music.
Be honest to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, chappers.
Pleasure.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So it's the Strictly Come Dancing final on the weekend, and Tom Chambers won it. No one was expecting that, were they?
Weren't they?
No.
Okay.
All the papers today are going, oh, he shouldn't have won. It was like loads of people voted for him, so he won. That's how it goes.
I kind of lost interest after John Sargent left. Really.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought it got a bit dull.
Okay.
Sorry.
Lots of people were enjoying it, I'm sure, at the weekend.
I tuned in for Lisa Snowden every now and then, but, you know.
Yeah, you like her, don't you?
She's nice. I do like her, yeah.
And then it was the National Lottery live, and I don't know what the announcer bloke was saying on Saturday night. Listen to this.
It is the season to be jolly, but not for Jessica in Casualty at 8:15. Now, though, a little later than planned, can BBC One's Christmas Fairy make your dreams come true?
And then I come on. Now, the thing is, you don't hear that bit when you're stood there ready to go on. You don't hear them announce you. So I just come on as normal. I mean, I could have done more of a hiya or something, couldn't I? But,
Were you dressed up?
No, not at all.
So you didn't have a costume on?
No. No, if I'd had a hat on or something or some kind of wand,
yeah.
then I could have understood it. But no.
Well, that's
very strange.
Do you want me to have a word?
It is the season to be jolly, but not for Jessica in Casualty at 8:15. Now, though, a little later than planned, can BBC One's Christmas Fairy make your dreams come true?
It's a good job I didn't hear that, because that would have thrown me completely, because I would have thought, oh, what am I going to do now? Because between him saying that and you being on, there's like 5 seconds. I'm like, oh, I'd have to be like, oh, God, I've got to be more fairy-like. You know?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Good news, chappers. Hairy chests are back.
Right.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you pleased?
Yeah,
you're quite
am.
Relieved, probably, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
You've been waiting for them to come back for a while, haven't you?
It hasn't been near the top of my list, but, you know, you should be pleased as well. Aren't you?
Oh, cool, yeah.
You know?
I tried the waxing thing once and it really hurts. Imagine being a girl having to wax all the time.
You tried that waxing thing for the...
I've never had to wax my chest.
No. You know, I mean generally waxing.
Oh, right.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's really hurt.
When did you try the waxing thing?
I tried it once. It was so red, I didn't go back.
Was it for that six pack in 6 weeks?
Yeah, very bad. Also, girls officially taste better than boys.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. That's official.
How have they done that?
I don't know. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I suppose so. Okay. I've only really had experience of one.
They've got a better sense of taste, you see.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And also, in a supermarket in America, you know they do personalised cakes for birthdays and stuff?
Yeah.
And you can have your name on, in icing. Now, in this supermarket, somewhere in America, they refused to put a three-year-old's name on the cake. They said, we're absolutely not doing that. Do you want to know why?
I do want to. I'm in shock.
Because the kid's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell.
I have read that, yes.
Adolf Hitler Campbell?
Yeah.
At which point was that a good idea?
It might give an indication of the parents' political views.
No, Adolf's mum and dad called him that because they liked the name and they thought that nobody else in the world would have it, so that's what they called their three-year-old. And understandably, they were like, no, we're not putting that on a cake. Even though they like the name and no one else in the world will have it, surely that's not really a good enough reason, is it?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, I don't even know who I am anymore.
You're confusing people on the text as well. Em's just texted in to say she's just licked her arm and her boyfriend's arm and they actually both taste the same.
No, I didn't. That's not what I mean.
Well, what you did. You said that... Oh, no, you said that girls taste better. She's saying they
girls
both taste
do
the same.
Taste better, but I'm not talking about... Girls haven't got a better flavour than boys. Maybe I didn't explain this well enough.
You didn't, because I was very, very confused by what you were on about.
Girls are better at tasting things. They have a better sense of taste.
It's right.
To do with, don't lick your boyfriend's arm and then lick your arm and go, same.
That's how I first understood it. That's why I was very confused.
That's my fault for not making it clear.
It is, and
I hope now that I've cleared that up for everybody.
Thank you.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jake.
Hi, Jake, where are you?
At the moment, Manchester, from Selby.
How can I help?
My mates with a hairy chest, they don't like me with it on nights out.
So you've got a hairy chest?
Yeah, I go with pre-rolled sleeves on shirt, a few buttons undone. Bit of hair hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
And they just look at me, what's that? And it's, even my hairdresser, my gay hairdresser, he's not very... He did my hair for me, got changed in that, showered, shirt up, and he just looked at me and went, what's that?
Put that
like, well, should I shave it or not? I don't know.
No, it's fine, you're cool again now.
The lasses like it. What's Becky's view on it?
Becky?
How thick is it?
It's not that thick, it's, you know, it's moderate.
A fine down.
I'd give it a dry trim with my mum's kitchen scissors sometimes, but...
Does your mum know that?
No.
I don't think we'll pop round for tea.
I'd say, as long as you've actually got to unbutton your shirt to see it, that's fine. It's when it creeps over the top and starts waving at you over the top of the tie. That's quite bad.
Or when it gets tangled up in the buttons.
Oh.
No, just it's fine at a reasonable level, I think.
Yeah.
It's just when it starts to grow like a big secret garden, then you don't want that, really. But it's official. You're cool now. So tell your friends, please.
Nice one.
When are you going out next?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, you'll be fine. See? It's all good.
Round York? Yeah.
Just open it more, I'd say, now, because they're back.
Unbutton it to your belly button, I would suggest.
Do that.
I'm not that skinny.
All right. Okay, then, well, don't. Let us know how it goes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got our little Christmas get-together today. All the team are going out.
Very nice.
Just select people that we work
select
with.
Select people.
Well, no, it's just our kind of immediate team, isn't it? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I've already been selected.
You've been, you're on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, come on in. And no doubt this game will come up a bit later. It's the oldest game in the world, but we've decided to bring it back for this week. And it is...
Would You Rather.
We haven't done Would You Rather for ages. Okay, you ready?
That's really loud. For one horrible minute, I thought we were going to play Twister or something.
No. We will later.
Right.
You've probably gone by then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah.
Would You Rather.
Would You Rather, right, think about it, have a bit of popcorn stuck in your throat forever... Or have fingers that smell of what's-its for the rest of your life. Go. I'm going what's-its.
Yeah, I'm going what's-its as well.
Yeah, because that would be really annoying, the throat thing. Imagine.
Is it cheesy what's-its?
Yes, really, yeah, the really okay. cheesy ones. And your fingers will probably be a bit orange.
But your fingers aren't actual Watsits.
No, your fingers aren't Watsits.
Okay, they just smell of Watsits.
No, because you wouldn't be able to do anything with your hands, would you? Like, for instance, if I was to press this button here to play Geraldine, my fingers would crumble.
That's true. I'll take the smelling of Watsits.
It's just the smell. Are we all going Watsits?
I don't want anything stuck in my throat. Okay, forever. Good.
Next.
Would you rather
be born 1,000 years in the past or 1,000 years... Hello?
It's a popcorn.
Oh. Yeah.
Would you rather be born 1,000 years in the past or 1,000 years in the future?
1,000 years in the past.
Why?
Because then I know what was coming.
Oh, yes. Would you? No, you're just back there. You don't. You can't.
What? You didn't make that clear. It's kind of like I would have a knowledge of what's gone on in the past 1,000 years.
I want to go the future. I don't look at some period drama.
Why?
I don't fancy the outfits and stuff.
Would you still be the same age?
What, 1,000 years in the future?
Yeah, I think you'd only look a couple of years older, to be honest.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Are you just going to the future because you imagine the surgery would be even better?
Absolutely.
Right, okay, fair enough.
And probably by then I could live forever and ever and ever. So are you going, past or future?
I'm going
think
past,
about it.
I think, actually.
Why?
Coming back with me.
I prefer to hang out with chappers than you.
Oh, Rich, yes. I imagine one of them frilly dresses up to the neck.
And 1,000 years in the past, they wouldn't have heard of Geraldine or Matt Lucas, so she'll be all right.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand what you've done there. Next.
Would you rather be famous for being beaten up by Owen Quigg or for copping off with Vanessa Feltz?
Go.
I'd rather take a pasting from Owen. I think.
No, you would not.
Yeah, of course I would.
I don't believe
it. Of course I would.
No, for you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the humiliation that you...
Why would there be humiliation?
Because you're like that.
No, I'm not
if
like...
If you got beaten up by Owen of Vex
Factor. I'm not like that at all. Well. It would be absolutely fine. I'd rather take the... I'd rather be known for getting a pasting from Owen than copping off with Vanessa by a mile.
All right. Becky?
Even though I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I think Owen, yeah.
Alright.
You? Is this where you say you want to pash Vanessa?
We should have asked Pete Tong this question. Wasn't that his first snog, Vanessa Felt?
Yes, I think so.
I just made that up. No, I didn't. That is true, I think.
That is out. I think that is out there.
Did you know that?
I think,
no!
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knew that, did they?
That is out there in the public domain.
Now.
Pete Tong's first snog was Vanessa Felt.
Is that on his Wikipedia?
I don't know, but if it's good enough for Pete Tong, it's good enough for me, so I'm going Vanessa. I'm all yours, sweetheart. What?
Hang on, you're getting off with Vanessa because Pete Tong's been there.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Yay, it's three sleeps till Christmas. Or is it, though? We were just talking about this.
I was just wondering, if I have a quick sleep between... three quick sleeps between now and 10, does that mean that at 10 o'clock
we're on air
Christmas,
till 10?
I know, I have been known to do it before, though, haven't
oh,
I?
Oh, yeah,
have,
when
you've,
yeah.
Yeah,
you
that
have.
Time when you had to wake me up.
Yeah.
So if I have three...
In the studio.
If I have three sleeps, does that make it Christmas, or do you have to have them at specific times?
You have to have them at night time, like most people do. But I guess, for night shift workers and stuff, that's true.
Okay, hang on, if you're working nights tonight, then you sleep...
I was just wondering if I should quickly switch to nights, if that means I get less sleeps till Christmas, but I can't work it out in time.
If you work nights, there might be only two sleeps.
See your
Christmas.
Brain working there, look.
I know.
Yeah. But you'll be asleep now if you work nights, so this will be your third sleep.
Becky's normally
Christmas.
Asleep but by 8.
Yeah, so there'll be two sleeps left. So it is quicker. Christmas Day comes quicker if you're on nights.
Do you want to have a nap now? You can
only if it makes Christmas come
it
quicker.
Won't.
Also, my favourite, Becky's really awake today. She's like, what are they doing playing cricket at this time of day? She just looks at the TV. It's not Lords, it's in India. That's why.
Good knowledge of cricket grounds in this country, though, Scott.
Thank you.
Well done.
I was fed that, to be honest, by the one that doesn't speak. It's nice, though, doesn't it?
Well hot over there.
It's like sport. It just glosses over Becky, Jen Ray, and myself.
Radio 1 podcasts.
I've completely forgotten what we were just talking about then.
We were talking about buffets.
Buffets, yes.
We're in a rock and roll way whilst that was on.
We were just talking about our Christmas lunch, which we're having
the
today.
The conversations we have when the records are on, honestly.
You are, seriously.
You know?
You
really
you could
missed
hear
out
them.
There.
And
because you said that you'd forgotten what you'd ordered and I reminded you that you were having soup.
Well, the place we're having lunch today, you have to... Normally, what would happen is you would go to a restaurant or a pub, there would be a menu on the table, and then you would go, oh, I might have that.
Thanks for telling everybody how ordering food works in pubs.
But
you really are educating people today.
But this one you had to order like 2 weeks in advance. Yeah. We had to fill in a form in triplicate and fax it back.
Which was a real problem because you didn't know how to work the fax machine.
No.
And now you're regretting that you've gone for the soup rather than the prawns.
I wanted the prawns now. Can you predict how you're going to feel on the Monday before Christmas? You might want prawns, you might want soup, you might want that other weird thing that they had on here.
And then that led you to talking about Chris Moore's buffet.
Yes, Chris Moore's had a buffet on Saturday night in a pub. And, well, what a spread, I tell you. A lot of egg.
Really?
Scotch eggs. Eggs. More eggs. Boiled eggs. There was some sausage rolls, you know, the little ones. Prawn rings.
Nice.
Sounds lovely.
I wonder where he went for his shopping. They should do that on TV. Eat like Chris Moyles. Eat like a celebrity.
What, just egg? And lots of it?
What are those things on the advert at the moment we're talking about with the prawns as well?
Oh, those black spoons with the prawns and mayonnaise on. They come ready prepared on the spoons. You don't have to have your own cutlery.
Kerry Katoda has them, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. And Jason Donovan, Christopher Biggins, all the stars.
That's what the celebs have.
That is what they have. What are they called?
I don't know. Prawn spoons?
Prawn spoons. They're all the rage. Get some.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's that time of year when no one really does much work. If you are going to work today, be honest with me. How much are you actually really planning to do?
I think people are winding down.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's Christmas. Celebrities are the same. There's absolutely nothing going on in the world today. They don't do much.
Why?
Well, I'm just looking through the papers and like trying to see what gossip there is, and there really isn't anything. Do you know what I've got so far?
No.
Colin Farrell's bought some Christmas wrapping paper.
Right, it's not the greatest story.
David Van Day's been spotted buying a Christmas tree.
No.
Oh, and there are some pictures of Amy Winehouse frolicking in the sea in the sun today. I just wanted to warn you. Page 15. That's okay. Page 15 for the pictures of Amy Winehouse.
That's Gordon's big story in Bazaar today, is it? The David Van Day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He always gets the biggest stories.
Yeah. Alexandra Burke has moved into a flat with Ruth Lorenzo of X Factor. God, you wouldn't want to live next door to that, would you? Shut up! And that's it. That's all I've got. Yeah. Oh, and Colleen off of Wayne Rooney isn't feeling the credit crunch.
There's a surprise. That isn't the story, is it, really?
Well, it is when you get three members of staff to carry all your shopping out of Harvey Nichols at the weekend, because you can't manage it all yourself. Go on, Colleen.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Let's do it. Best of the year.
Ho, ho, ho!
What's occurring?
Three situations that you've heard already, but can you remember what happens next?
Ho, ho, ho! What's occurring?
I think you've just designed this to make us look stupid.
No.
I think you have.
No, it's an excuse to play old stuff from earlier in the year.
And make us look stupid.
We do this in the afternoon. It's our guessing game quiz every day at 5:30. Something we introduced in 2008, and I think it's gone very well. OK, here's your first one. Let's see if you can remember what happened. It's Becky versus Chappers. Let me know how you get on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Mini-Me?
Yeah.
Off Austin Powers?
Yes.
He came in earlier in the year, a couple of months ago. What a nice man. Now, look, see, already Becky's
she's laughing.
I'm smiling already.
Before Vern Troyer, who is Mini-Me, came in to Radio 1, Becky couldn't actually look at anything to do with Mini-Me without bursting into hysterical laughter, because she loves him so much.
He's brilliant.
Have we cured you?
I actually think you have a little bit.
So, before he came in...
Before I came in, even if someone mentioned him...
You'd laugh.
I'd laugh. Or watch a video of him, I'd laugh. Now, I just smile really
with
bigly.
Fond memories.
Yeah. It's because he was so lovely. I think it was kind of weird. He did quite like me a lot.
He did.
And I think the fact that I liked him and he liked me just as much,
there's
having only just met me...
There was chemistry. You're quite good mates now.
Yeah.
Text each other.
Quite regularly,
yeah.
He hasn't sent me a Christmas present yet, though, but you never know.
Still time.
Well, I'm glad that we've cured you. Now, do you remember, we played Carry On Singing with Mini-Me, and it was Michael Jackson week that week, where we play you a song which is really familiar, and you have to carry on singing it. Can we play him a clip of some Michael Jackson songs?
She's off.
Oh, no, she's off again now.
I just remembered how sweet he was. Sorry, go on.
She's not cured at all, is she?
No. I thought I'd try.
Here's my question to you, if you can remember. So we played him some clips of Michael Jackson songs. How many of the three we played would he be able to sing correctly once the music stopped?
None.
Oh, that's right, isn't it? I remember now.
Can you remember this?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, what's your answer, Chappers?
None.
None? Becky?
One. Even though I know it's none. I can't have the same as Chappers.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mini-Me playing Carry On Singing, Michael Jackson Week.
Thriller night. So I'm on the move and you are here.
No,
really not.
Not even close.
Oh, bless him. Next.
I'm bad. You know it. I'm bad. I'm hearing you are thinking of me. Because I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad looking at you. I'm bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Nah.
Was he singing that at you?
No, I'm bad looking at the time. Oh. I don't know.
Last one.
Over in the night, just beat it. Beat it. We're coming to you live, let's beat it. Just beat it. We're staying here and you can come see us, so beat it.
Yeah. Right, here's what actually happens in the song.
Me just right. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.
See?
Just beat it.
When you hear the music, it's so easy.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
So that was
bless you trying to make him feel better about himself.
I know.
It's when he did it the first time. You were actually thinking no, but you went yeah. Like, that was amazing.
Offering encouragement. Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, next one. You know Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Page 15 of The Sun today, check it out. Remember, we went onto the streets of Great Britain and we asked people to describe Amy Winehouse in three words. But, if you can remember from earlier in the year, what was the most popular word to describe Amy Winehouse? Becky.
A horse for one bin?
That is in there, but I don't think more than one person said that.
I hear it all the time.
Yeah,
I thought it must have been the most popular answer.
That's all I could think of as well.
Yes? Hello, are you asleep?
Hair. Big hair. That's two words. Sorry. Hair.
Chappers.
Was it dirty? Was it? Dirty.
Dirty.
No,
Singer.
Singer.
Dirty.
What then?
Dirty singer. Singer.
Singer. Okay, yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Great Britain describing Amy Winehouse in just three words.
How would I describe Amy in three words? Black, ignorance in a nice way, and funky.
Talented, vulnerable, and weird.
Crazy mental hair.
Amy Winehouse in three words: wacky, irresponsible, and unsociable.
The ugly, skinny, and mannish.
Yeah, I think she's cool, she's genuine, and she's true.
Crazy, wacky, and individual. Rich, weird, and a bit of a mess.
Amy Winehouse in three words: original, talented, and eccentric.
Awesome, talented, but misguided.
A tramp, what else? Yeah, dirty, and like, I don't know, worthless?
So how would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
She's not very smart. She doesn't look very nice. She needs to fix her hair extensions.
Amy Winehouse is a hobo. A hobo. And a hobo.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing. A good, great singer. Even my dad likes her. And a little bit dirty.
I think it's dirty and not sexy, talented. Is that what it was? Thank you.
How on earth did you lip read sexy from the one that doesn't
that
speak mouthing talented at you?
He often mouths sexy to me.
You have. You have been looking at those pictures in the paper too much of her today.
A horse for one bin.
I'm really glad we did that, because otherwise we would have no horse for one bin. Never. And the world would be a worse place.
It would.
A horse for one bin.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what's occurring?
Do you get the point there or what?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think neither of us got the point, because I changed from dirty, didn't I?
Yeah, okay, so still 1-0 to you, chappers. Let's do the last one. You remember Christopher Biggins came in?
Yeah.
Now, we asked you, does he like to talk to himself? And we called Christopher Biggins with clips of himself.
Mm.
But can you remember from earlier in the year, how long did Christopher Biggins, the real Biggins, stay on the phone to himself, just clips of? Becky.
43 seconds.
Chappers.
44 seconds.
Always do that.
I don't always do it.
He's learnt that from me.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Biggins calling himself.
Hello.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Biggins.
Yes. Who is it?
How's the how was your week? All right.
Yeah, very good.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I have no idea who this is.
Biggins.
Yes. Oh God.
You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Is it Jeffrey Hibbert? No. Tim Wapshop. I have no idea. Who is it?
Biggins.
Yes.
Go on, chappers. 49 seconds.
Oh. Look how devastated Becky. I love the fact he has a friend called Tim Topshop.
He thought he was talking to Tim Topshop for 49 seconds. So, chappers wins today's best of the year. Oh, oh, ho, ho, ho. What's the caring? 2 points. Becky, nul point. Thank you very much. Ho, ho, ho. Radio 1 Podcasts. And now it's time for Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1.
Andrew Ridgely was busy, was he?
Yeah. I know. Okay, Becky's got some bargains. Are we going shopping still tomorrow, Becky, together?
Yeah, well, there's the one that doesn't speak said, I'll believe it when I see it.
What?
You'll just go home and leave me to do it all by myself.
No,
I'm surprised you haven't written me a list and told me to go and get it for you.
I wouldn't
written
do that.
Him. Suppose you haven't written me a list.
Written. I'm from Somerset.
I am coming with you tomorrow because I haven't got anything. Well, I've got a couple of things, but not much. I've got my flatmate's present, which is particularly good.
Is
it?
Have
you got him?
I know he's listening now. I can't. Oh.
You look very pleased with yourself over that, though. Give us a clue.
Are those free DVDs that were sent in?
No! Don't say that. That's the trouble. Every time I give someone CDs, they're like, oh, yeah, you got that from work? It's like, no, I actually bought it, thanks.
Not that bizarre product that was lying on your desk for about 6 months, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
Right, okay.
I'll turn the microphones off and I'll tell you what I've got him.
Is that an actual person?
Is he moving in, that one?
No, it's a machine.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, God.
I wonder why he was so excited at the prospect of that moving in.
Okay, what have you got then? Some good bargains off the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, these are all real stuff you can buy right now. Go.
Wrestling figures and Axiroris. £20.
What's that?
I don't know, I quite like the sound of it. Wrestling figures and Axie Rorys.
40 WWE/F figures and many Axie Rorys, e.g. rings, ladders, chairs, cage, etc. Rings are not assembled and would need to be put together by you.
Oh,
Son
dear.
No longer likes them.
Right.
So you get 40 for £20. I think he means accessories.
Is that just Greg that can't read?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, the son doesn't like them, but maybe your friend will.
I'm not big into WWE or F.
No, me neither.
But people that are really massively into it, aren't
they?
That's
the thing, yeah. The people... Do you remember that guy that used to work here?
Yeah.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Obsessed with it.
But he just couldn't get the fact that it isn't really real.
No, he never really... Well, he just couldn't get his head around it, could he?
No.
No. I don't want them, but I might tell him about them. Next.
Free life-size cardboard horse.
See, it's free.
For one bin?
Yep.
Right, okay.
Free to anyone who can collect it. It is quite large. Needs a good home, as I have no space to store.
It's basically a big horse made out of cardboard boxes, but I thought we could put it in the corner of the studio, maybe.
Out of cardboard boxes?
Yeah. Cardboard horse. It's free.
Yeah, but...
It's the thought that counts.
Okay. Why does it need a good home if it's cardboard?
I don't know, it's life-size.
Okay.
Why do we want a horse in here?
I don't know. Horse for one bin? It could be the actual horse for one bin.
Well, we put a sign on it saying a horse for one bin.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, whatever you want to do. Next.
Shoulder pads.
Oh, good.
I thought you could do with these.
What are you saying about my shoulders?
Well, they might come back.
A bag of shoulder pads, removed from dresses, etc. 10 pairs, various sizes, from quite subtle to something Crystal from Dynasty would wear, if you're old enough to remember who that is.
Look how your face perked up at that last bit.
I don't know anything about shoulder pads because I think they'd been taken out of fashion before I was born. But
yeah,
this Crystal,
they might come back though.
You were quite nonplussed about that, but as soon as you heard Crystal from Dynasty, you were like,
I don't even know who Crystal from Dynasty is.
But she had shoulder pads, obviously.
Oh yeah, I think they all did, didn't
but
they?
But you know, you had that arm machine for toning up your arms. That's really expensive. Just get these free shoulder pads and stuff them down your jumper and it'll look like you've got really big ones.
You have a good friend in Dynasty who is in Dynasty.
Yeah. But not Crystal. Who's Crystal?
Well, who was your friend in Dynasty?
Fallon.
No, it's not like... Exactly. Maybe get
she got abducted by aliens on
get
the last
them
episode.
Get for her as a present.
Eh?
Take her back to the good old days.
Okay, yeah, I might have them, actually.
There you go.
If Harry Chess are back, as we were discussing earlier, they're cool
friend,
now.
What, she hasn't... What?
I'm saying... She hasn't got Harry Chess. I'm just saying, if Harry Chess are back, then shoulder pads may also come back. So, yes, I'd like those, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
Wooden toilet seat. £5.
Oh, actually, I need a new one.
Why? What's wrong with your current one?
Mine's cracked.
Ooh, sitting on it too hard.
Make up your own jokes.
Nice, simple, and cheap.
Yeah, good. I quite like this, actually.
I know what you're thinking. Who sells a second-hand toilet seat?
Mm.
And worse yet, who buys one?
You, yes, apparently.
Me.
That said, it is in immaculate condition and sells for 4 to 5 times this. So why not?
No.
No?
No, no. I couldn't. How can you buy a toilet seat?
Well, you have a problem going on toilets anyway, don't you?
Well,
have you still got a potty?
No, I don't still... No. Now, hang on. Are you going to explain this? Because now it does make out like I'm not trained.
It does sound like you go elsewhere and a toilet.
I just have a bit of a problem with
the one that just speaks. It's not even potty. It's still nappy.
I mean is that in public you don't use public loos, do you?
No, I don't like public loos.
No.
So I wouldn't buy a second-hand toilet seat.
But there's times where you must be out and you have to use one.
No, I always try and make sure that I don't need to.
Oh, okay. So this toilet seat's of no interest to you whatsoever?
Not at all, no.
If you have any questions or would like to see these items from another angle, just ask.
See, that made me worry a little bit as to what angle you might want to see it from. Because at the moment the picture's just of the toilet seat, so...
No.
This could be posted, but I'm guessing it will cost quite a lot relative to the price. If you want a quote, let me know and I'll look into it. My preferred method is pickup.
Okay, so I've got to go and pick
up... Go and pick up a second-hand toilet seat from... So that sounds... weird.
Please check out my other listing, a Nike jacket, also £5.
That's a bit better.
So you could get 2 items for less than a tenner.
That's great. Okay, put me down definitely for the shoulder pads, if you would.
The toilet seat?
Thinking about it, what Chap has just said, it is a bit weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the shoulder pads, they're yours.
If Chap has got this wooden toilet seat, then he could carry it everywhere with him and then put it on the public toilet so that he wouldn't have to use the...
Like Janet
own
Jackson
personalised
does.
Seat. Does she carry around her own toilet seat?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just carries it with her and under her arm.
Yeah.
So that time she popped out next to Justin Timberlake, what's she done? She just put it down the side of the stage at the Super Bowl.
It's well known that she does carry her own loose seat with her at all times.
Fascinating. I don't fancy going down that route.
I think a lot of celebrities do.
Well, maybe it's time you got one. I can imagine you spotted in heat. Scott Mills and his wooden toilet seat, £5.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, I've just had a text from my flatmate on my phone. It says this. Just to warn you, there is a milk carton in the fridge, but it has eggnog in. You're more than welcome to drink it, though.
Right.
Right, so he's obviously made some eggnog.
Is that just eggy milk? I don't really understand eggnog.
I'm not a fan of it. He makes it every year.
What, at 9 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know, maybe the techs arrive late or something.
You get it in those coffee shops, don't you? What is it, though?
Just no, it's egg. Got alcohol in.
Yeah.
Really?
Quite a lot of it.
I wonder the one that doesn't speak always on the eggnog lattes.
Yeah, that one
now
hasn't.
Now I know.
That one hasn't got alcohol in, but I think actual eggnog. I think in America they make it without, I think. And then here, we've discussed this before.
So it's eggs and what?
Well, he doesn't get his eggnog latte imported from the America.
From America.
He gets his smoked salmon from Scotland, doesn't he? Flown down.
But that's slightly different.
It's alcohol and a lot of egg and some milk and a nog. That's what's in it.
Right.
Hence the name. So, that'd be brilliant. I'm glad he told me. There I am trying to have my cornflakes tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
What's a snowball?
A snowball?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
Isn't that some alcoholic drink as well?
Off of your nan, isn't it, snowball?
Is it?
Is that the thing you used to get in the snowman and then just grind and grind and grind until it went like slush puppy?
No.
Oh.
I think we're all getting very confused here. But anyway, thanks to my flatmate for the warning before I have a cup of tea with eggnog in later on today. Thanks for that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
How stupid was I saying it would be a framed photo of you doing the lottery would be your present to everybody? Because, like, Alexandra's giving Cheryl a photo of the winning moment as a Christmas present.
Yeah.
A photo of you doing Hole in the Wall. A frame photo. So many people want that as a Christmas present.
No.
How big can we get? What, can I have one that will fit?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just thinking about size-wise, rather than just a size. Like
so
an
is everybody
A4,
on
there?
Yeah, they are as well, yeah.
I'd quite like a really big one that goes over my
That won't be a problem.
Piece.
Yeah.
You could have done that as a personalised Christmas card.
I don't like
personalised. Because so many people say, yeah, but so many people don't. They send photos of, like, send Christmas cards with a photo of themselves on or their family on or a pet on. That could have been your Christmas card of you in your Hole in the Wall costume.
Leave it. My neighbours, who I don't know, have sent me put a Christmas card through the door yesterday, and it's them on holiday in Egypt.
Oh, that's nice.
But I don't know them, and it's a bit like, yeah, we went on holiday to Egypt, you didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Then do it back. I went on Hole in the Wall, you didn't.
And what they've done, all they've done is they've got, like, the pyramids behind them, and they've just put snow on the top of them.
You can do a lot of good things with Photoshop these
days.
Yeah,
put a Christmas hat on Dale Winton.
I just think they're just bragging, because they went to Egypt on holiday.
Were you in Hole in the Wall?
Radio 1 podcast.
We're talking about this the other week. Anne, who lives in Germany, she wrote to us and she said on email that German TV is a bit rubbish. Now, that is not true, Anne. I have to disagree with you, because we've done some research, and there is some really great stuff on German TV. Now, I want you to see if you can tell me what this is, all right? It's a show we know very well here, except, obviously, it's in German.
All right.
In this instance.
Ich weiß, dass du es bist, Homer.
Oh,
Ich weiß, dass du es bist, Homer.
What's that? So that should
Bart
be...
Simpson, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the Simpsons.
Yep.
I think it gave it away when he says Homer.
Oh, yeah.
Die Bestzeit erfragen Sie alles. Die Simpsons. Endlich um 20:15 ab 6. Oktober. Pro 7.
There we are.
Yeah, yeah.
They get the Simpsons.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, so you got that one.
Yeah.
Next one, you ready?
Okay, Gary, nicht herumtrödeln. Ich schreibe jetzt nämlich den tollsten Aufsatz aller Zeiten.
What's that?
I think that's SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'll play a bit more.
Und wie viele andere tolle Aufsätze auch, wird auf Papier verewigt. Aber noch wichtiger als das Papier ist der Schreibstock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Okay, und los geht's. Was man an einer Ampel nicht tun darf. Hey, läuft wie geschmiert von SpongeBob Schwammkopf.
Yes. SpongeBob in German is quite good.
But that voice is very similar to SpongeBob's actual voice, I think.
Well, that is Maybe SpongeBob's actual voice in Germany.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. But it's very similar to SpongeBob's original voice.
Yeah. The theme to SpongeBob, though, is quite threatening in German.
Go on.
Alles klar, Kinder!
Captain!
Geht das nicht lauter?
Captain!
Oh! Wer wohnt in der anderen, das ganz tiefe Meer?
SpongeBob!
I'm a bit scared.
Saugstangen gelb und hoch ist, und zwar sehr!
SpongeBob!
Wenn der Sinn nach Pazifisch im Blödsinn euch steht!
SpongeBob!
Dann schwingt euch an Deck und kommt ja nicht zu spät!
SpongeBob!
Und alle!
SpongeBob!
SpongeBob SwamCup! SpongeBob SwamCup! SpongeBob SwamCup! SpongeBob SwamCup!
Are they calling him SpongeBob Squarehead?
I don't know, I don't know German.
It's not as pants, is it?
Mm. So he's called in Germany SpongeBob Squarehead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like Moonface.
Bit different.
Scott Mills Moonface.
That's
shut up,
fair.
Geraldine.
Oh, you too. This is going to be a very long Christmas lunch if you two just bicker.
Can you call me Jerry for short?
I have to be there to mediate between you.
Right, what's this one off of Germany TV?
Es braucht einen.
Ich bin übrigens der Doktor.
Der an das Gute glaubt.
Dieser Premierminister ist ein verkleideter Außerirdischer. Das kauft mir keiner ab, oder?
Nein. Und das Böse zu besiegen.
Jetzt wird's heftig.
Now that sounds like a film I've seen before.
Which one?
Just a film.
All right.
Okay. Any idea?
Is it Doctor Who?
How do you know that?
Because he said Doctor.
Ein Raumschiff.
Das Schiff hat telepathische Fähigkeiten.
Eine Mission.
Ja, durch Raum und Zeit.
Und ein Doktor.
Der Doktor.
Could be.
It was either that or Casualty 1912.
Der galaktische Serienspaß aus England. Doctor Who. Ab nächsten Samstag 17 Uhr. Prom 7.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Okay, I've got one more for you.
Yeah.
What's this one? Listen carefully.
Oh, René! Otto Flick from the Gestapo is oben im Café.
I love it, even in German. It's hello, hello.
It is hello, hello.
Hello, hello in German.
I know. I know.
Oh, René! Otto Flick from the Gestapo is oben im Café.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.